I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey, 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 Amazing FBAers. Welcome back to Amazing FBA. Sorry for the extended break, but I needed some time for my loved ones, my family, my partner. I've been here in beautiful sunny Cornwall, as you can see if you're watching the video. It's a stunning, stunning day. I don't think I've seen such a crisp winter's day in the UK for a long time. It's beautiful around here as well. So very inspiring place to take stock and to think about, reflect on things rather than just action, action. Sometimes you've got to sit back and go, right, what's important, and get the bigger picture. So today I'm going to start a series of about four or five little podcasts that are simply going to address the idea of New Year's resolutions. Now this year I'm going to start by resolving not what I'm going to do, what I'm going to add, but what I'm going to not do. I'm going to stop doing my stop doing list, my New Year's resolutions of what I'm going to not do. Because here's the thing, New Year's resolutions, traditionally people say, oh, I'm going to go running more, I'm going to spend more time in the gym, I'm going to, you know, cook healthier food, I'm going to start a new business. Stop, just one second. So where is all these extra, where are these extra hours? Where's that extra money, that extra mental focus going to come from to accomplish these new things? And my answer is you got to stop some old things first. There are still 24 hours in a day. Last time I checked, even in 2017, you know, money has not magically doubled overnight just because you've got some new ideas. So whilst it is really important to have a plan going forward, and we'll certainly discuss that, I think the most important thing is to make space in terms of time and above all mental focus. The mental focus seems less important than money. It seems less important than time. But trust me, after a couple of years at this game now, and knowing people who've been in the game a lot longer and have got a much broader business experience, especially online, trust me, even though online moves fast, your mental focus is your most important asset. It may not seem it right now to you, but you know, the amount of money I've got in the bank isn't the real leverage I can have when I'm starting off a business. And yes, once you get going, that makes the difference, but you still got to use your mental focus to use that money wisely. The more money you got, in some ways, the more you can lose it. So here's on my to-do list, or not to-do list rather, for 2017. One of the things I'm going to stop doing is trying to pursue too many different business models at once. Now, what I'm doing at the moment is solely focus on private label, and I'm basically going to stay with that. I mean, I'm trying to do various different things in my life, and I need to give quite a few of them up. And the most important thing I have actually given up is just to get rid of the last couple of piano students because they were driving me a bit nuts, wasn't enjoying it, and I decided, okay, it's useful to have off Amazon income, and I don't make any apologies for that, but I need to focus on Amazon. So that's the first thing is, you know, what can you give up from your daily schedule, your weekly schedule, to actually give you the time and energy and the mental clarity to focus on Amazon? For me, that's one of the things I'm just going to ditch. It's only a question of a few hours a week, but those few hours make a difference. And those few hours I could be helping you guys on the podcast. I could be helping individual mentees. I've got about seven or eight now. Last time I counted, I mean, don't know the exact number. It might be as few as six, but there's plenty of need for me to fulfill there. I'm running the mastermind group, which is very exciting. In 2017, we've now got our dates booked up from January all the way through to June so that people can book three sessions in one go. If that interests you, by the way, go to amazingfba.com/mastermind. It's now £70 for an individual session, but if you book three at once, it's effectively £55 a session. I digress, but that's an example of what I gain by giving up this time here. I gain this time here, which is more important. So here are a couple of things I'm giving up in the business. One is products that are a disaster, right? Which is kind of obvious thing to say, but you can change your mentality in the wrong way once you've invested too much time and energy and money in something. You can get attached to it because you put a value into it based on, and this is really important to hear this, right? When I say hear this, I mean listen again and make sure you really get it. We put a value on things because of the sweat and time and money we put into things, right? Now, in a way, that makes sense, right? In a certain way. However, from a business point of view, if you're running a rationally based business, it's based on what the market will bear. The market being your consumers and the competition, right? So in other words, demand for a certain type of product, widget A, a blue widget, and then the competition selling blue widgets, types A, B, and C, right? So basically, if you are going to be successful, you have to have the discipline of assessing things not by, not the value of a product, or for that matter, of an entire business model, not by how much time, sweat, and money you put into it, but by what the market says about it, and that alone. And that's a tough discipline. It's more of an emotional discipline. That's why I'm talking about headspace, really, because your focus on that discipline is very important, because all of your instincts will be to stick with something you put, you know, time, sweat, and money into. And those instincts will just lead you astray time and again if you let them. I mean, yes, I'm not saying you should abandon something easily that you put time, sweat, and money into, but equally, there comes a point where you have to look at the facts. And the facts for me with this particular product were that they were getting really terrible reviews. It actually nearly put my entire US account at risk for my business because of negative feedbacks, which do, you know, if it's over 1%, that can actually get your account suspended. And that would put at risk other products, which definitely were profitable. So when it got to that point, I thought, you know what? Enough is enough. There are too many defects of this product. It's falling between two stools. The conversion percentage is terrible anyway. And that's after months. It's not just a launch issue. So I thought, you know what? It's time to kill this product. So I've got 43 of them left last time I looked at my inventory. And I'm simply going to get rid of those, possibly to charity, as long as I explain to them that it could be some defects, and possibly just get them destroyed. Okay. Now, I probably spent several thousand dollars on that product over the course of the last year and a half. I put time and effort into it. I spent some money and some time with a designer, getting designs made. A photographer friend of mine did some photography for it, I should say. No matter, yeah, because the market has spoken. The market is saying this is shit, right? Not to mince my words. And it is, because the defect rate's too high. And when it works, I think it's actually quite a good product. But also, it's confusing to people as well, and people would use it the wrong way. Again, you know, you may have the best products in the world, but if your buyers on Amazon, not your ideal buyers, but the ones in reality, you know, again, reality, not what's in your head, is always the guide, right? If the reality is that your buyers don't understand how the hell to use it, you're going to get a lot of negative feedbacks. Again, maybe you should sell that product, but not on Amazon. That's always an option, right? But that's an example of me giving up a product. Another product I gave up about a year ago this time last year, so January 2016, I sat down and did my sums for a product which has sold like hotcakes over the pre-Christmas period in 2015. And I did my sums, and unfortunately, although it sold like hotcakes, it had sold at just about break even. I think it was like minus 2% profit and loss. So, you know, pretty much break even. And I thought, well, you know, there's no point. If it's selling at Christmas like crazy and I still can't make a profit, then yes, Amazon ads cost more, but people are less price sensitive. So broadly speaking, I'd expect more profit per unit and overall at Christmas. So if it's not going to make a profit at Christmas, it just ain't going to make a profit. So again, I'd done tons of giveaways on that. I'd got about 300 reviews on that, most of through giveaways and some organic, but probably 250 giveaways. And, you know, a hell of a lot of time, sweat, and effort into that. It was my first product as well, so I was kind of emotionally attached to it. You know what? It had to go. And because of that, this year I had a very similar product with a niche down version of it in the USA. It sold very much better than this one, possibly because people went crazy at Christmas this year. And again, people talk about, you know, Brexit and Trump and, you know, recession, and there's always some reason why the sky is falling in. But the fact is that I think that Amazon went mental this year in the US, and certainly the statistics bear that out, and my personal experience as well. But this product sold about 1,095 units, I think it was, in about 4 weeks, and has gone on to sell through. I think I've sold through, I've got like 30 left or something, or maybe even fewer now. I mean, I sold 27 yesterday, maybe I've only got 4 left, but you know, they're pretty much sold through in 6 weeks. And that means I've turned my cash over within about 3 months from putting my first deposit down to getting it back within about a 3 month period. And it's only about 25% profit margin, which isn't exciting, but it's certainly worth renewing. I've got, you know, a ton of those units flying over right now from China over to the US, and I'm going to go straight to Amazon there. So 500 units to review that, and I'm going to put in a bigger order as well. So I am growing my cash. Now, none of that would have been possible if I'd tied all my money up in the product that I had, which sold but didn't make a profit. So the moral of the story is, by giving something up now, you can make space and or time and or money available to make a success down the line. So when it comes to giving things up, the first thing I would say is resolve to be hard-hearted about your products. And if they don't sell, or if they sell but they cause problems to your entire account, or if they just simply don't make your profit after you've done the numbers, and if you haven't done the numbers, now's a great time of year to do it, because you don't have to do much customer service because the sales volumes are much lower and so forth. So now is the time to do your numbers and be hard-hearted and clear-minded about what you're going to give up in terms of your products. Next episode, we're going to talk about marketplaces and how you might consider giving up unprofitable marketplaces as well, as in if you're selling US, stop selling in the US, sell in the UK, or vice versa. So we'll talk about that next episode. Meanwhile, I hope you're having as good a start to 2017 as I am. absolutely stunning, really inspiring landscape here. So I'm really am fired up. But first, we've got to clear the dead wood out of the way, folks. So that's what this process is all about.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.